Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This phase, but Vice President J.D. Vance says they will not be in Israel or in Gaza.
That's everything from ensuring that the Israeli troops are at the agreed upon line, ensuring that Hamas is not attacking innocent Israelis.
Officials in Gaza say that more than 500,000 people have returned since the ceasefire went into effect. President Trump travels to Israel today. Day 12 of the government shutdown, some of the more than 4,000 federal employees who received layoff notices Friday have been brought back. The CDC says employees were incorrectly notified they had been fired because of what it called a coding error. Authorities in South Carolina say 4 people were killed, at least 20 were hurt in a shooting at a bar on St. Helena Island. No word on any suspects. This is ABC News. The investigation continues into Saturday's helicopter crash in Huntington Beach, California. 5 people were hurt, 2 from the helicopter and 3 on the ground. Tomorrow's a holiday, but which holiday is it?
Banks and post offices will be closed. Stock markets open for Columbus Day, as 30 states still call it. Indigenous Peoples Day, as it's known now in 3 states, New Mexico, Maine, and Vermont. Marking both holidays are Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. It is not a paid holiday in most places. Only 20 states give paid time off. A bill before the Congress to formally replace Columbus Day at the federal level has yet to advance. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Tonight in Toronto, the Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners open the American League Championship Series. The Blue Jays last reached the World Series in 1993. The Mariners, in their 49th year of existence, are the only team in baseball to never reach a World Series. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is mostly cloudy and 59 degrees at 12:03. Mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain this afternoon, high 72, wind southeast 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers tonight, low 56, wind southeast 7 to 12, gusting to 25. And cloudy tomorrow with a rain possible in the morning, becoming sunny by the afternoon, and a high of 72. Once again, in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 59 degrees.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Today is Sunday, October 12th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says a fatal officer involved shooting followed a minor traffic crash Thursday morning involving an off-duty officer on his way to work. During a midday press conference, Norman said both drivers pulled over and exited their vehicles. The chief said as they were assessing the accident, the driver of the other vehicle approached the off-duty officer, pulled a firearm, and proceeded to strike the off-duty officer in the face with it. The off-duty officer drew his department-issued firearm. The two individuals exchanged gunfire, and the subject was struck. That 26-year-old man died at the scene, and the officer was injured in the face. No one else was hit by gunfire. Norman said the 40-year-old officer has more than 20 years of service and will be placed on administrative leave. The chief questioned how a minor collision could escalate into violence, calling it unacceptable. Norman asked the public to remain patient during the investigation, which will include review of video footage. He noted that a lot of speculation is being shared on social media. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to expand hunting opportunities for disabled military veterans in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow those disabled military veterans to hunt deer of either sex during any Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season. Active service military members currently receive the same benefit. The new legislation would extend the benefit to veterans with a disability rating of 50% or greater, as well as those receiving compensation benefits due to being unemployable as a result of their disability. Despite questions over federal funding sources, the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program is still offering residents help with their winter utility bills. The program is meant to help residents cover their electric bills during the winter months when utility costs tend to spike. Funding for the program comes from both state and federal sources, but between funding cuts, state layoffs, and the ongoing government shutdown, $4 billion of federal funding may not be available this year. Residents can still apply for assistance through May 15th. The Better Business Bureau is warning about a new phishing phone scam where callers claim you have an unclaimed relief check waiting. In order to claim your check, you have to visit a website to collect it. The message sounds official, but it is a trick to steal your personal and financial information. BBB Scam Tracker has received over 800 reports in less than 2 months about this scheme. To avoid the phishing scam, hang up and don't engage. Government agencies will not call and tell you to visit a random website to claim money. Verify with official sources and avoid unfamiliar websites. If you receive a call about unclaimed money, contact the government agency directly using contact information from its official website. Do not click on links or visit sites given by the caller. Never share personal or financial information with strangers. Do not give out social security numbers, banking information, ID numbers, or addresses. Check the web addresses closely. Scammers often create sites that look real but are slightly different from the official one. Learn how to spot a fake website. Watch for urgent language. Phrases like "act now" or "before it's returned" are red flags. Call your bank if you shared payment details. They can help you freeze accounts and look for suspicious activity. Keep a record. Save any texts, emails, or call details to share with investigators and your bank. Report scams. File a report with BBB Scam Tracker, the FTC, and local law enforcement. For more information, go online to bbb.org/Wisconsin. While emergencies often grab headlines, the need for blood is constant, especially in October, as donation appointments can often drop quickly when people settle into busy fall routines and make plans around upcoming school breaks. Additionally, the threat of hurricanes persists this month because blood has a short shelf life and can only come from volunteer blood donors. Any disruptions in the ability to collect life-saving blood can have serious consequences for those seeking medical care. The American Red Cross is asking you to make an appointment now to give blood or platelets to support patients counting on a consistent blood supply to survive and heal. 4 blood drives will be held in the area this week. 2 will be held tomorrow. The first will be from 10:30 to 4 at the Reedsburg campus, and the second from 1 to 6 at the Lavelle Fire Department. A blood drive will be held on Tuesday from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and the fourth will be held on Friday from 11 to 5 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Baraboo. Help patients this fall and make appointments to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. WRCO News Time is 12:10. When WRCO News returns, we will have this week's Richland County History Moment.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It takes an outstanding team to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds in top shape year-round, and now you can be a part of it. They're looking for a full-time golf and grounds equipment maintenance and repair technician. If you enjoy troubleshooting and putting your mechanical skills to work, this is your chance to join a dedicated crew. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Apply today and help keep something truly special running smoothly.
Currently, it's mostly cloudy, and we have hit the 60-degree mark at 12:12. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Mayor Laverne Hardy, the longest-serving mayor of Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to Content MPL.org Digital Collection, the Richland County History Room, ID number 7446. This, taken from the Richland Observer newspaper article at the time of his death, dated February 27, 1985. Melvin Laverne Hardy was born the 13th of October, 1923, in Richland Center to Vernie V. Hardy and Winnie Draper Hardy. He attended Richland Center schools and was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army during World War II. He married Betty Lucille Dietz on the 19th of January, 1944. He also worked at the city's electric generating plant. He owned and operated the mobile station on Sextonville Road and also worked for Elm Grove Dairy. He was a member of the Richland County Board, the Richland Fire Department, and he was elected as a city supervisor in 1961 from the 5th Ward. He was then elected mayor of Richland Center in 1968, where he served until his death on the 19th of February, 1986. He died of a heart attack. Mayor Hardy passed away at the age of 62, having served in that position as mayor for 18 years. He was reelected 8 times and was the longest tenured mayor of the city. He was a lay leader at Trinity United Methodist Church. He was a member of the VFW, a member of the American Legion, the 40 and 8, the Masons, the Eastern Star, the Madison Scottish Rite Body, the Zor Temple, and numerous government commissions and councils, including the Economic Development Committee, the Southwest Regional Planning Commission, and the Governor's Employment and Training Council. Only recently, he had made a trip to New York City to assure a TIF grant bond issue concerning the economic position of the city's rating with Moody's. He was buried in Richland Center Cemetery following a Masonic service at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Friday and military graveside rites. The next day, on Saturday, at Trinity Church, it was filled to capacity, overflowing, paying tribute to the man who was best known for his love of the community of Richland Center. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering George J. Carswell, a renowned cheesemaker.
The Richland County Historical Society appreciates your support. It's been a great year with many new family, individual, and business members. Would you consider joining? For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses, just $20. A lifetime membership is available for just $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. The Society hopes you're enjoying these weekly history moments.
WRCO News Time is 12:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private, spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Today is Sunday, October 12th. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 6th at home as a result of a rapid infection. A celebration of life will be held today at 2 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center with memory sharing and music. Linda's ashes will be spread on the family farm in Chenoa, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Phoenix Center today from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Linda Gentis is survived by her husband, Hank Neuenhaus, three stepchildren, Jan and Mary Ann Neuenhaus, Astrid Neuenhaus and Kurt Meyer, and Sonia Neuenhaus and Cecil Wright. Five step-grandchildren, three sisters, Marion Gentis Brown, Genevieve Gentis Hughes, and Celeste Gentis Betjeman. Eight nieces and nephews, several great-nieces and nephews, and great-great-nieces and nephews. Linda Gentis, 76, of Richland Center. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Cazenovia, died suddenly October 3rd at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held today at 4
at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 2 until the time of the service at 4. Military honors will be held at the funeral home by the Casanova American Legion Post 491, McNamara, Jasper. Lyle Holloway is survived by his wife, Jan, 3 sisters, Elaine, Ruth, and Steve Shaw, and Barbara, a brother, Paul Holloway, brothers and sisters-in-law, Larry Kretschy, Bobby Fry, David and Mary Fry, Lisa McGlynn, John and Kim Fry, and Chris Fry. Father-in-law, Robert Fry, along with many other relatives and friends. Lyle E. Holloway, 76, of rural Casanova. Patricia A. Muller, age 93, died October 2nd at Casa de Oaks Assisted Living Facility in Reedsburg. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at noon at St. Joseph's Catholic Church of Baraboo. Burial will follow at St. Joseph's Cemetery in Baraboo. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 10:30 until 11:45. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family. Patricia Muller is survived by her son, Kenneth of Elroy, daughters, Sharon Muller of Reedsburg, Christine and Wayne McCarty of Mauston, Lori and Tim Clem of Reedsburg, and Teresa Muller of Franklin. Daughter-in-law, Jenny Muller of Baraboo. Sister-in-law, Bernadine Muller of Richland Center. 14 grandchildren and 24 great-grandchildren. Patricia A. Muller, age 93. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Friends may call at St. John's Gym in Muscadet Tuesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Pete Bremer is survived by his wife, Cindy, 4 children, Tammy Bremer of Highland, Rebecca Bremer of Muscadet, Charity and Christian Platten of Eastman, and Christian Bremer and Matthew Farrell of Muscadet. 3 stepchildren, Corey and Isabel Loffenberg of Cornwall, New York, Jenna Loffenberg of Forest Park, Illinois, and Kyla and Adam Harlan of Richland Center. 20 grandchildren, 2 great-grandchildren, brothers Galen Bremer of Avoca, Thomas and Linda Bremer of Wanakee, and William Bremer of Blue River. 1 sister, Josephine Mayhew of Mineral Point, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Peter J. Bremer, 75, of Muscadet. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 4 to 7, and again Tuesday from 10 until the time of the Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church or a Grace Hospice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Darlene Murphy is survived by 6 children, Cindy and Jim Legal, Mike and Linda Murphy, Dan and Judy Murphy, Lisa and Ray Wall, Carlene and Tim Humpel, and Karen and Dan Hackle. 15 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 2 sisters, Mary Jane Brummer and Barbara Brummer, and Steve Swetler. Sisters-in-law, Nancy Brummer and Carol Murphy, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Darlene Murphy, 86, of Spring Green. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. The family suggests memorials be directed to Schmidt Woodland Hills or St. Mary's Catholic Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Mary Barnett is survived by 6 children, Jim and Linda Barnett of Richland Center, Dan and Joanne Barnett of Scottsdale, Arizona, Jane Barnett of Verona, Nancy and Mark Benkoski of Oshkosh, Ellen and Lyle Perry of Lakewood, Colorado, and Pat and Ilana Barnett of Germany. 2 daughters-in-law, Audrey Oliver of Twin Bluffs and Liz Barnett of Rosette, Wyoming. 16 grandchildren, 29 great-grandchildren, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Barnett, 97, of Richland Center. Larry L. Kohlmeier, 85, of Avoca, died peacefully Wednesday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Saturday from 1 until the time of the service at 3. The family suggests memorials be directed to the Avoca Fire and Rescue. Larry Kohlmeier is survived by his wife of 64 years, Joyce, 2 daughters, Joy and Brad Bird of Avoca, and Jill Harris of Muscadet. Stepson, Mark Rickub of California, 6 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Larry L. Kohlmeier, 85, of Avoca. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85, died Thursday at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held Tuesday, October 21st, at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Tuesday, October 21st, from 1 until the time of the service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Tressa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa, and many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman, Jr., age 85.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind. Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsure.com and request a quote.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Happy Sunday to you. I'm meteorologist Tony DeGran for WRCO. Saw some patchy fog this morning, and now we're looking at mostly cloudy skies as our frontal system arrives out of the plains. This frontal system will give us a chance for some rain showers late tonight and into early Monday morning. Skies will clear up as high pressure builds in for Monday night and into Tuesday, and that will give way to the chance for some patchy frost to develop Monday night and into your early Tuesday. Another system does arrive later on Tuesday and into Wednesday, and this is going to give us prolonged chances for rain showers from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then also into Saturday. So look at your forecast details for today. We'll see mostly cloudy skies, a chance for some light rain developing this afternoon and into the evening hours, high of 72 degrees, a southeast wind at 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to around 25. Overnight tonight, looking at mostly cloudy skies, a chance for some light rain showers and a low of 56 degrees, a southeast wind at 7 to 12 miles per hour, gusting up to around 25. On Monday, cloudy to start with some light rain possible in the morning, then becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, still warm with a high of 72 degrees, winds turning from the south to the northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Be clear and calm for Monday night, partly cloudy skies of low around 45 degrees, could see some patchy frost in some of those low-lying areas, and a light wind out of the north. On Tuesday, increasing clouds and a chance of rain developing in the evening as our next system arrives. A high of 63 degrees on Tuesday with a northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, partly sunny with a slight chance of lingering rain in the morning, a high of 63. On Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers likely and a high of 67 degrees. For Friday, partly to mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers throughout the day and a high of 68 degrees. Have a great day. For WRCO, I'm meteorologist Tony DeGran.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 61 degrees after a morning low of 40. Yesterday's high was 68, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1928 is 84 degrees, and a record low of 17 was set back in 1967. Last year's high was 65 with a low of 48. A sunset will take place tonight at 6:24, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:13. Winds are out of the west at 9 to 11 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.84, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 61 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment.
Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So 2 outs, nobody on for Terang. Here's the pitch, and Terang, a fly ball to center. Crow Armstrong's back at the track. It is gone! Bryce Terang, an October moment, gives the Brewers insurance here in the seventh.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thee. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. Coming up, I will talk about that Brewer win yesterday. Also have local sports scores. Some high school teams took action yesterday. And also we'll talk about today's Packer game.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
There was high school sports action in the area yesterday, and in cross country at the Riverdale Invitational. Local teams that placed include Richland Center Ithaca in boys varsity action. They took first place. Taking third at that Invitational was Boscobel. Kickapoo Lafarge, they took fifth place. Also placing was River Valley, taking 14th, and Riverdale took 18th place. And the top individual finisher of the competition was Owen Dreyer from the Richland Center Ithaca team. Also, girls varsity at the same Invitational, the Riverdale Invitational. It was River Valley taking 6th place. Taking 7th was Riverdale. Kickapoo Lafarge took 10th place. Richland Center Ithaca placed 11th. And Boscobel placed 12th. And the top finisher in girls individuals at that Invitational was Manny Driscoll of Lancaster. Also, there was high school boys soccer yesterday, and River Valley, they beat Cooley Christian Providence Academy by a score of 7-0.
They're an out away from the championship series. Uribe deals to Carson Kelly, swinging a bouncer to short. Ortiz has it, and the Brewers are going to the championship series. They take 3 of 5 from the Chicago Cubs, and the Brewers have a date with the Dodgers.
And that was Jeff Levering from the Brewer Radio Network making that call from that game, that great game that featured the Brewers and the Cubs. And in that game, Andrew Vaughn hit a tie-breaking homer in the fourth inning, and William Contreras and Bryce Terang also went deep as the Milwaukee Brewers shook off their recent history of playoff frustration by beating the Cubs 3-1 in the decisive fifth game of their NL Division Series. The Brewers earned their first postseason series win since sweeping Colorado in the 2018 National League Division Series and advanced to face the defending World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers in the best of 7 National League Championship Series. Milwaukee lost Game 7 of the 2018 NLCS at home to the Dodgers. And so that means the Brewers will be playing tomorrow against the Dodgers at American Family Field. First pitch for tomorrow's game will be at 7:08, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, and the pregame will be at around 6:30. And there is a league championship game going on today, the American League Championship game. Actually, that'll be going on this evening at 7:03, and that'll feature the Mariners at the Blue Jays. There are five current franchises that have never won a World Series. Two of them still have a chance to break through this year. Major League Baseball's playoffs have reached the two league championship series, which will include the Dodgers and their storied history, and three other teams that are products of the sport's post-expansion era. The Toronto Blue Jays and the Seattle Mariners, both of whom began playing in 1977, meet in the ALCS, and the Milwaukee Brewers, who spent a year as the Seattle Pilots before relocating to Wisconsin in 1970, they'll face Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers in the NLCS. Iowa dominates Wisconsin 37-0 last night. Xavier Williams rushes for two touchdowns, and Mark Gronkowski added another. Kamari Moulton contributed 96 yards and a touchdown for the Hawkeyes, who have now won four straight against Wisconsin. Iowa rushes for a season-high 210 yards. They score 17 first-half points off three Badger turnovers. Williams had a 29-yard touchdown run in the third quarter and a 19-yard run in the fourth. Gronowski, game-time decision, completes 17 of 24 passes for 107 yards. Wisconsin's Hunter Simmons struggled with two interceptions and a fumble. Elsewhere in Big Ten action yesterday, number 1 Ohio State beat number 17 Illinois 34-16. Number 7 Indiana upsets number 3 Oregon 30-20. Also another upset, Southern California beat number 15 Michigan 31-13. It was UCLA over Michigan State 38-13. Nebraska defeated Maryland 34-31. Northwestern over Penn State 22-21. And also Minnesota beat Purdue 27-20. And as far as state football goes in the WEAC conference, it was La Crosse beating Eau Claire 41-21. Whitewater beat Stevens Point 45-14. It was Stout over Oshkosh 27-16. And River Falls defeated Platteville 31-21. Several top 10 college football teams should expect to be shaken up in the AP Top 25 rankings after facing challenges in Week 7 of gridiron play. Number 3 Oregon suffered its first loss of the season to number 7 Indiana with a 30-20 defeat, as I just mentioned, and that was on the road. Number 4 Ole Miss narrowly beat Washington State in a game that was unexpectedly close. Number 6 Oklahoma was outperformed by the Texas Longhorns, who secured a convincing 23-6 victory. The results could lead to significant changes in the rankings. Stay tuned for live updates and analysis from the Associated Press. The Green Bay Packers have signed kicker Lucas Haverick to their active roster to give themselves a contingency plan in case Brandon McManus quadricep injury prevents him from playing today against the Cincinnati Bengals. Green Bay released an injury report Friday that listed McManus as questionable. Packers coach Matt LaFleur called the situation a major concern on Thursday. McManus took the issue with the remark and said he planned on playing against Cincinnati. McManus hurt his quad in practice on Wednesday and was limited to in practice the rest of the week. Elsewhere in the NFL today, there's one game that's been played already. It was one of those overseas games, or international games, I should say. And in London, the Broncos beat the Jets 13-11. Games that are going on right now include the Seahawks at the Jaguars, Chargers at the Dolphins, the Ravens are hosting the Rams, the Colts are hosting the Cardinals, the Cowboys are at the Panthers, the Patriots are at the Saints, and also the Browns are at the Steelers. Games that will start at around 3 o'clock include the Raiders hosting the Titans, the 49ers at the Buccaneers, and then the Chiefs will be hosting the Lions, and the Falcons will be hosting the Bills, and the Bears will be at the Commanders on Monday Night Football. And, of course, the Lions and Chiefs and the Bills and The Lions and Chiefs is a Sunday night game tonight. The Bills and the Falcons is also a Monday night game tomorrow night. And so they will play on Monday night along with the Bears and the Commanders. As for the Packers, that game kicks off at 3:25 today, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. Not too far away from pregame starting. That'll start at around 1:03. And Jaden Daniels sees no point in reliving the Hail Maryland or the Fail Mary play that lifted Washington to a victory over Chicago a year ago. So what if the team's rematch is going to be played on national television Monday night and everyone else will be discussing it? Daniels figures the 52-yard last play touchdown pass he threw to Noah Brown in 2024 is not going to help the Commanders beat the Bears this time. Washington comes in with a 3-2 record and a chance to pull even with the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles atop the NFC East. Chicago enters on a two-game winning streak. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club. I'm Tim Thede.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
100.9 WRCO.
Well, what will happen if we pay?
Sarah Evans with Shame About That. And before that, we had Zach Top with Bad Luck. And our time is 12:50, 61 degrees in Richland Center under mostly cloudy skies. And as for me, I'm going to be wrapping things up here shortly to make way for the Green Bay Packers against the Cincinnati Bengals. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And then remember, after Packer football, we will be bringing you Those Were the Days. Not Those Were the Days. That was last night. Old Country. There we go. Get your shows right, Tim. So Old Country will be coming up after the Packers tonight. It usually starts at 6, but it'll be starting at 9 tonight with your host, Bo Hinrichs. And that'll be from 9 until midnight. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9. FM. And I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe, everyone.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for the season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
At Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
For Pete's Sake is accepting applications for potential fall funding recipients through October 18th. Applications are available at forpetesake.com. That's the number 4, petesake.com. By mail at 4 Pete's Sake, Post Office Box 577, Spring Green, Wisconsin 53588. Or at Arcadia Books in downtown Spring Green. Applicants must have a health condition and reside in the River Valley School District to be eligible for funding. Please contact Todd Miller with questions at 608-588-4619 or at tmiller@4petesake.com. Again, For Pete's Sake Fall Funding Round is now open. Applications are accepted through October 18th of 2025.
100.9 WRCO.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Watching you.
mama's healthy and I'm helping out the whole family. A lot of people know my name, I made a little change, but that don't mean nothing. Cause now I'm in this cold bright light, and this don't even feel like life. Cause I don't have the only woman who believed in me religiously. And now I'm in the back of the church, praying hard just to stop her. Cause I don't have the only woman who was there for me religiously. Brought me to God and I put you through hell. You were all about us, I was all about myself.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of light rain this afternoon, high 72, winds southeast 10 to 15, gusting to 25. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain showers tonight, low 56. look for cloudy conditions with rain possible tomorrow morning, then becoming sunny by the afternoon. High 72, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 45. And on Tuesday, increasing clouds and a chance of rain in the evening. High 63. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy. The winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 62 degrees.